Verse 25. I've been encouraged to come up here. Don't want to take too much place. I had the opportunity and the privilege of preaching the gospel last night. I did have a portion on my heart, and I felt encouraged to come up here because the two previous brethren have been speaking to young people and the children. And I would like to just mention something that happened just before this meeting. I spoke to a young boy in the washroom just before this meeting. I won't mention who it is. He must be 6 or 7. And Brother Peter Blair was with me, and this boy confessed that the Lord Jesus Christ was his Savior. So this is really good news. It's good news in heaven, and it's good news for us who know the Lord Jesus, our Savior. To know that one has confessed the Lord Jesus as his own personal Savior. Now the second thing I want to say, I just want to say that piece of plastic in my throat I've been asked about did go down, and I did survive. Everything was well. Hebrews 10 and 25. I have something in my throat this afternoon, and it's not a piece of plastic. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. I want to thank the brethren here for the energy, expense afforded, the work, the hours that we can be together and spend time opening God's Word and hearing the things of Christ together, allowing us to be assembling together. You know, this word here, assembling ourselves together, appears twice only in the New Testament. In this verse and in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's the Greek. I'm not a Greek scholar, but I did look it up. Episynagoge, or synagogue. Like the word synagogue, the place where they met. So they're gathering together, but there's a little prefix there, epi, and I believe it means two. There's a center. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the first verse. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. Gathering together unto Him. Two gatherings. This one, none of us who know the Lord Jesus are going to miss this one. He's going to come on the clouds, and we're going to be called away to meet Him in the air. You're not going to miss that, are you? When it happens, in the twinkling of an eye, in whose presence are we going to be? The presence of the Son of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Gathering together to who? We get it in the 13th chapter. Verse 13. Let us go, therefore, unto Him without the camp. We gather ourselves together, but unto Him. Whose presence are we going to be into? The presence of the Lord Jesus. Whose presence are we into now, this gathering? The presence of the Lord Jesus. It's a wonderful blessing. Great responsibility. I wasn't brought up in a meeting. Come from the outside. Was in a church denomination, the camp. Value very much the Word of God, the Lord Jesus, but I fail. I'm probably going to fail still. I'm not planning to fail. We do fail. Told a brother once, because we'd been having some difficulties and we have been having some difficulties. I spoke to the brother and I used the word failure among the saints of God. And he said, failure? No. Weakness? Yes. Failure? No. Well, you can talk to me after meeting. I'm leaving tonight after the reading meeting. I would like to speak of failure. Failure to realize in whose presence we are. And I would like to speak this afternoon to my older brethren. And I would like to ask the Lord to give me grace. I don't want to offend my brethren. I love you dearly. I appreciate the ministry from the Word of God. We're in that place, we believe. That's why we're here. We believe we're gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are other companies of saints who claim to be gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we claim that. And we believe that. And I am here, not because you are here, though I love you very much. I'm here because I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is here. That's why I'm here. And if the Lord Jesus is here, we want Him. He's the object when we come together to remember Him, Lord's Day morning, to thrill our hearts. And when we come together, assembling ourselves together, exhorting one another, we would want to be, the Apostle Peter says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. It's a great responsibility. We have Colossians 3 in the reading. We could have Ephesians 2, Philippians 1. We could have any chapter in the Word of God, any chapter in the New Testament. And we'd have a blessed time together because we know the Scriptures so much. There's gift among us and we can appreciate the things of Christ together. But what does the Lord Jesus have for us? Do we know? Well, brethren, we seem to know. We seem to know what the mind of the Spirit is. And I'm afraid we're tripping over each other. And in my judgment, brethren, I do not believe we're waiting on the Lord properly. Several years ago, I was a young Christian in Montreal, and we got together some French brethren, and we were going to have a reading meeting. Young in the faith and eager, and so you'd find that if you'd come into one of our readings, you have to be sitting on the edge of your chair if you wanted to say something, because it was I talk fast. Raise your hand if I do too much, if I go too fast. But French people, we talk fast and we talk with our hands. If you wanted to say something, you almost have to butt in. A trait of nature, not a trait of the Spirit. Waiting on each other would be waiting on the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God can say it through me or somebody else. It doesn't have to be me that says it. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 1. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. When we had that meeting in French, had a dear brother in the Lord, he was older, English speaking, but he could speak French, and he made that comment, you really got to get in there if you want to say something. Well, on another evening, the regular assembly meeting was there with quite a few older brothers, and had beautiful readings, and a brother make a comment, and a little moment of silence. Somebody didn't understand, a question would come up. But nothing else came up, and another brother would make a comment. And it was so wonderful for me, a young believer, to receive so much from the Word of God, from one and another, by the Spirit of God. And you know, I was thinking, as the more of God's people are together, the more important it is for what I say, that it would be from the Lord. If I'm talking to somebody, I can talk about the things of the Lord. But in the assembly, the one speaking should be speaking as the oracle of God. And I was thinking, as we get to conferences, there are 400 or 500 brothers and sisters in Christ. Maybe I'm naive, but I would expect longer silence, more waiting on the Lord, because we need food for our souls. And that's not what I've been experiencing for many years. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't understand properly. Maybe it is like it was the Corinthians. They even interrupted each other. Maybe while Brother Roach was speaking before, I had something on my mind. Brother Roach, be quiet, I have something. And there's scripture for that. Not very nice to do. But that's the only orderly way. The first one is quiet and the other one goes on. Why was that? Was he led by the Spirit to interrupt the other? I doubt that. And samples of the flock, my understanding from the Word of God, an open meeting. I want to speak freely because I believe it's general among us. I'm not pointing anybody. It's general among us. One brother told me once, we don't have any more open meetings, because always the same brother gets up. So what do? The form of godliness. It's good, the form of godliness. You need the power in it. You have an open meeting in your assembly. Some have it once a month. And you wait a few minutes. Nothing special. So we go to our regular reading. So what the Lord is saying is, there's absolutely nothing wrong. Everything's perfect. We don't need special exhortation. The Lord has no message for us. That's what we're saying. Now, brethren, I challenge you. You have an open meeting in your assembly. You just wait. I challenge you, wait. And if the Lord doesn't lead you by His Spirit to a portion in God's Word, we better get on our knees, brethren. We better get on our knees. If I was there, I could suggest a chapter. The chapter I chose. But if you live that experience, probably the next reading meeting, next open meeting, you'll come with a prepared heart. And when your heart's prepared, and the form is there, and there's power, there should be liberty and time for one who has a portion to get up and to present it. Yesterday was 3:10, I believe. We were done. So the portion from the Lord, I have no doubt, took, what was it, maybe 40 minutes, is it, or an hour and 10? 20 minutes left. And we had 20 minutes at the end. Would to God we would have had 20 minutes of silence in the beginning. Am I wrong, brethren? Are we so spiritual that we're ahead of the Spirit of God and He leads two of us to speak at the same time? Or give out two different hymns? Don't feel bad, brethren. We all do it. Brother said, before I said, the Lord took out the broom. When He takes out the broom, He doesn't get rid of brethren. Can I say it? The Lord doesn't take out the broom to get rid of brethren. He gets the dirt out. He keeps the brethren. What do you think, brethren? You think He got rid of the brethren? Members of His body? dirt? No. I believe the Lord needs to bring the broom out among us. Not to get rid of us. He loves us. He has portions. We've been enjoying delightful portions, brother. The form is there. But in my judgment, the power is lacking. The power to be quiet. The power to wait on each other. And I would say this from myself. Young brethren, do not take example on us that way. Wait on the Lord. If you have a portion on your heart, you wait on the Lord. And I trust the Lord would speak to us that are older, and I'm starting to get there, that we wait on Him. Let Him lead us. If He's in the midst, He leads one, two, three. In the reading meeting, doesn't matter who speaks. Doesn't have to be me. If we're edified, if we're getting from the chapter what the Lord Jesus has on His heart for us, He knows what we need. I don't. I can read Colossians 3 from Mr. Darby or Mr. Kelly. Or we can all read ministry books. We don't come together to have ministry books read to us. We come together to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus. That one, we're going to be in His presence in a few moments. Hear His delightful voice. He's here in our midst. Does He have the place that He deserves? The ministry of His Spirit, I believe, involves our waiting on Him. And I trust the Lord will give you grace to consider what I've said. Thank you.
3:36. Behold God's wondrous love, grace when we were wretched and undone, the same helpless race, the Father gave His only Son. Of twice 10,000 gifts divine, no gift like this could ever shine. 3:36.
Behold, Lord, 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 Lord.